الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب الله لأغلبن أنا ورسلي إن الله قوي عزيز، صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله with the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find ourselves once again on a Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, and it seems like we are seeing the manifestation of the words of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as we come closer to Qiyamah, then a week will be like a day. It feels like Jummah was just yesterday, already now next Jummah. Somebody shared this wonderful article. The author is a person by the name of, it's either Adham or Adam Sharqawi. So he's a Palestinian person. He's living in Lebanon. And he is a writer. He writes. So he wrote this article. I read it. I was very inspired by it. And I thought that I would share it with you. So he says, listen to me. This is the heading of his article. He says, listen to me, my dear friend. The world is preparing for something great. So he goes on to say, he starts the article off like this. He says, I know these are difficult days, my friend. But when things get tough, they are about to get better. The darkest hour of the night is just before dawn. It has to get very dark first, then you will get the break of dawn. So when sorrows pile up, they are about to fall. And then he says, I'm not giving you false hope. He's talking to the ummah. He says, I'm not giving you false hope. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that I and my messengers will surely prevail. This is a promise that will not be broken. It's Allah Ta'ala's promise. It won't be broken. Do not be deceived by the rise of falsehood. For nothing that rises remains forever. It's a system of Allah Ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So sometimes something will be up, next thing it will be down. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned the Spanish Armada. They say nobody can defeat them. They were also defeated. The Titanic, they say, unsinkable ship. That thing was also sunk. So many boxes, they say, the greatest. They too fell to someone. So whatever rises, it always falls down. The forces of evil will definitely be defeated and they will turn on their backs. I'm not selling you an illusion in a marketplace of words. Rather, the way of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam was to spread calm among the people in times of panic. You look at the ummah today, we're looking for answers. What do we do? What is the situation? How long is this going to carry on? So in the time of panic, time when people are becoming worried, the system of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam was to spread calm amongst the people. Don't you see that Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brother, La tabtais. Don't worry. Do not despair. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Sharif, La tayasu min ruhillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam, when he had called Musa alayhi salam, and Musa alayhi salam helped the daughters of Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam to water the animals. And then Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam sent for him. And Musa alayhi salam explained to him the whole thing, that I've run away now from Firaun, they want to kill me, etc. So Shuaib alayhi salam said to Musa alayhi salam, La takhaf. Do not fear. Do not fear. When the mushrikeen surrounded the cave, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were in the cave. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became anxious regarding the safety of Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, La tahzan. Very beautiful words with a deep meaning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say to Abu Bakr Rinnaun, do not fear. Because he was not afraid. Abu Bakr Rinnaun was not afraid. He said to him, do not grieve. He was worried, he was grieving. What's going to happen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if these people have to see us? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, don't grieve. Allah ta'ala is with us. If you were to go back in time to the battle of the Confederates in Madinah Munawwara, what we call the Battle of Khandaq, when all the different tribes and the Jews and everybody, they went against the Muslims. They surrounded the Muslims completely. You would have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using his pickaxe to strike a rock, giving the Sahaba radiallahu anhum basharat. You will conquer Persia. The treasures of Khosrow will come into your hands. And other basharat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. At that time when things were looking so grim, the days were seeming dark, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving basharat. And that is exactly as it happened. It came to pass. So this Adam Sharqawi, he says, my friend, those who knew Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in other words, those who are blessed with the marifat of Allah, he's talking about Sahaba radiallahu anhum. He says, when they met, they would say to one another, come, let us sit and believe for a while. In other words, let's sit and make imani mudakara. Let's refresh our iman. Let's ponder over our deen, ponder over Allah Ta'ala. And this is exactly what Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an said to Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu an when he met him. And Mu'adh radiallahu an said to his companion. So Adam Sharqawi is saying, so you two come, let's sit and believe for a while. Let's strengthen our iman. Let's refresh this iman of ours. So he asks, he says, why this despair, my friend? When we are promised one of two good things, Allah Ta'ala has promised us, victory or martyrdom. You either get victory or you get shahadat. Whoever has got shahadat, he has found peace. He has fulfilled his duty. And whoever remains, the path leads to a known destination. The hour will not come until we fight them and we kill them. Qiyamah won't come before that. Until the Muslim Ummah will fight these zalims and the Ummah will kill them. It is honor enough for you to be on Sirat-e Mustaqim. You're on the right path. That in itself is honor. Don't be deceived by the gathering of the people of falsehood on their falsehood, for they have gathered before, thinking their fortresses would protect them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world is preparing for a great event that will not be long in coming. Do you think that all this blood would have been shed in vain in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? By Allah, if a certain household were to sacrifice 100,000 sheep and cast their blood away out of arrogance and pride, They just killed the sheep out of arrogance and pride. Allah Ta'ala would punish them. What then of the blood that has been shed of people who bear witness to the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No one is more just than Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala, my friend, no one. Give me your heart and let's have a brief conversation. Come, let's sit and believe for a while. Tell me for Allah's sake, when did Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala ever destroy falsehood while falsehood was weak? Allah never destroyed falsehood while falsehood was weak. You won't find a single instance, so don't even try. Allah Ta'ala, the mighty, the powerful, He seizes falsehood only when falsehood thinks it is at the peak of its power and arrogance. When they think we're untouchable now, nothing can touch us. When they're at the peak of their power and arrogance, that is when Allah Ta'ala topples falsehood. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun, He didn't do so by changing the balance of power. Fir'aun had the huge mighty army. He didn't now give Musa alayhi salam also a mighty powerful army to go and fight Fir'aun. No, Allah Ta'ala didn't change the balance of power. He destroyed him. He destroyed Fir'aun. While Fir'aun was claiming, I am your Lord Most High. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. While Fir'aun was saying that, he was in the height of his arrogance and pride. That's the time Allah Ta'ala took him. He seized him at the peak of his power, while he was at the head of his heavily armed army. Not even while he was alone somewhere, deserted, got somebody to kill him, no. While he was leading his powerful army, well armed, Allah Ta'ala toppled him. And Allah Ta'ala didn't use insan to topple him. Today, myself included, today somebody sent me one picture that one Pakistani brother on his rickshaw, you know, on tuk-tuk, you know, tuk-tuk. On his tuk-tuk, in the back, he rode there. He said, because these tuk-tuk people, they make lot noise with the hooter, you know, because they're looking for customers, like how our taxi drivers are hooting all the time. So he said, don't blow your horn. In other words, don't press that hooter. 50 countries are asleep. So we're looking at these 50 Muslim countries. When they're going to do something, don't look at them. Look at Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala didn't use any. Musa alayhi salam was such a powerful person. He gave that person one punch, the fellow died. But Allah Ta'ala didn't even use Musa alayhi salam to topple Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala toppled him. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salam, He did not destroy them when they were weak. He destroyed them when they had the audacity. They thought that they're so powerful, they're so untouchable. They became so corrupt that they even wanted to invade the house of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Forget anybody else's house. They wanted to take the izzat of the guests of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. At that time, when they thought they're so powerful, then Allah Ta'ala toppled them. And them too, Allah didn't use any insan. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed Abu Jahl, He did not do so by changing the balance of power. The Muslim army was weak compared to the Kufar army from a means point of view, weapons point of view, numbers point of view. He destroyed him at the peak of his tyranny. When Abu Jahl was saying that he will go to the well of Badr to slaughter camels, he brought the camels with, brought the singing girls with, said, we're going to have a party. We're going to go and finish these Muslims up and then we're going to have a party. Like Trump and Netanyahu, they say, we're going to kill these Muslims from Gaza, move them out,
then we're going to make it into our Holiday Inn. We'll have a party there. So Abu Jahl was talking like that, that he's going to slaughter his camels. And he brought all these singing girls. And he said, we will enjoy, after we kill the Muslims, we will enjoy. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed him at that time. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed Namrud, he did not destroy him at a moment of weakness. He destroyed him at the peak of his arrogance. When he was proclaiming to the people, Ana uhyi wa umid. I give life and I give death. So arrogant he became that he was proclaiming, no, I give life, I give death. Allah Ta'ala destroyed him that day. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed the Aad, he did not destroy them by changing the causes and overturning the scales. He destroyed them when they were saying, Man ashaddu minna quwwah? Who is more powerful than us? They reach such a state, so arrogant. They say, who can touch us now? Who is more stronger than us? That time Allah Ta'ala destroyed. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed Thamud, he destroyed them while they were still carving out the rocks in the valley, building their empires. When Allah Ta'ala scattered the forces of the Confederates on the day of the Battle of Trench, Battle of Ahzab, Battle of Khandaq, the earth had become narrow for the kuffar. Their hearts, the earth had become narrow, not for the kuffar, for the believers. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, if ja'atkum junudun, fa'arsalna alayhim miriha wa junudan lam taruha. How that ayat goes?
Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu
ittaqullaha. Yeah, carry on. إِذْ جَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. The hearts came to the throats, the Muslims. When is Allah's help going to come? Sahaba radiallahu anhu. When they were in that condition, Allah Ta'ala scattered the confidence. Allah Ta'ala sent the wind. There was no real fighting, no real battle that took place. The battle of Ahzab. Allah Ta'ala sent the wind. And Allah Ta'ala scattered them. So the Muslims were like at their weakest at that time. What's going to happen now? When Allah Ta'ala destroyed the Romans, he did not destroy them while they were weak. He destroyed them at Yarmouk, when they were at their height in terms of men and in terms of arms, equipment, etc. When Allah Ta'ala destroyed the Persians, he did not destroy them after pulling the carpet of causes from under their feet. He didn't first pull their Persian rugs. He didn't do that by altering the worldly causes that made them poor, made them lose their military. No. He destroyed them at Qadisiyah after they had a moment of glory and a decisive battle. Then Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. My friend, now this he's saying. He's saying, my friend, by Allah, if your life is prolonged by no more than 2 years, you will see a man from among us coming to Masjid al-Aqsa, fearing none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or fearing the wolf on his sheep. In other words, you won't have fear of any man. So he's just saying 2 years, doesn't mean now exactly 2 years, it's just as he's talking. So he says, tomorrow is near for those who wait. In other words, if you got sabr, it's near. Allah Ta'ala's help will come. And honor is not in winning or losing. If honor was only in being on the winning side, then no Nabi of Allah Ta'ala would have ever lost a battle. But even Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam lost battles. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum also lost battles. Honor is not in being on the winning side. Honor is in being on the straight path. Honor is in having taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So there is no need to despair. This doesn't mean we must not prepare. There is no need to despair. But that doesn't mean we must not prepare. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So his kalam ended there. He said, tomorrow is near for those who wait. What was said after that wasn't his, he didn't say that. But I just, when I read this article, it gave a lot of hope, a lot of courage and a lot of direction. I don't even know the person. Somebody shared this article. Hopefully you also found it beneficial. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.